I've always been interested in mining ever since I was a little kid. In 1959, when I was 4 years old, my parents took the family on a trip to Colorado, and we went to all the old mining towns, and it's warped my brain ever since. And I went to the University of Missouri at Columbia and graduated from there in 1978 with a bachelor's of science. And that's where the connection with the South Pass Country and Wyoming came in. Was your senior year, one of the required courses to get your geology degree was what they called field camp. And they've had their field camp up in Sinks Canyon above Lander, oh my God, for over 100 years. They were coming out here, I think, in the late 1890s, early 1900s. And I had heard that there was a cluster of old mining towns and a gold mining district up in the mountains above Lander. Then after field camp ended, I went up there and started camping and prospecting around. And I got introduced to an old-time hard rocker who was still trying to make a living at gold mining. I fell in with him, and he gave me my introduction to the real nitty-gritty of dirt mining. It was an extremely small mine. I helped him in the mine. Mainly, I did the hard part, the shoveling and the pushing of the ore carts. But mainly what we did was he already had a stockpile of ore that he'd been hoarding. And he had a small processing plant. And mainly what we did was we processed the ore and got the gold out of it. As a result of my association with this old-time hard rocker who was in his early 80s when I met him in 78, and from living and working with him, he told me about this Mary Ellen mine that was owned by a widow who was looking to sell it, didn't know what to do with it. And we eventually wound up buying the mine in the fall of 1978. In 1980, early 1980, when gold made its spectacular rise up to almost $900 an ounce, oh, boy, we thought we'd cut a fat hog in the ass, boy. We'd got in at $100 gold, and now here it was, headed towards $1,000. But I was living in a log cabin that was, you know, at that time, 110 years old. And to this day, has no electric, no running water for 6 months out of the year. Life was pretty primitive, but I was young, and it was exciting. And, you know, the suburban yuppie pursuit of consumerism has never been high on my list of priorities. I went for that sort of life. I kind of come from the point of view of the early 1970s, 1970 hippie diaspora back to the land movement anyway, so it was great. Living up in the mountains where I always wanted to live to begin with, and living up in the mountains was good enough for me. My wife and I finally moved to Lander in, let's see, about 8 years ago, because the winters in Lander aren't as rigorous, and you do have the comforts of civilization, electric and running water. Hey, what's that thing on the wall? You push this switch and the lights come on. I'm proud of the fact that we managed to get as far as we have with our own resources by not selling out our souls to the stock jobbers and to the flim-flam men. The world of mining, and especially gold mining, is full of flim-flam.